Excuse me. Thank you for having me. This week, we finally read the actual command that we've been engaged with for a few weeks already. Start counting from after the first day of Pesach, from the day that you bring the Omer. Sheva Shabbatot Tzmimot Tiena, Imachad HaShabbat, Shvi Tisbru Chamishim Yom, 7 whole weeks, right? There should be, and until the end, the day after, the 7th Shabbat, right, the 7th week, count 50 days. A few questions here, right? We don't count the 50th day. So Tisbru Chamishim Yom, how many days do we actually count? 49. So what does it mean? Count 50. Why don't we count the 50th, right? Another question, you know, what's with the counting? this is the hachana for Matan Torah, right? Where you count. What's counting? So everyone knows the famous Midrash, and all the Rishonim bring it, that when Am Yisrael heard, you know, from Moshe, Tavdut Elokim Ahar Hazeh, you know, that they're destined to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai and get the Torah, so they started counting, right? But so it should be counting down, countdown, right? Because you can't wait for that day to come. Why do you count up, right? Here's another question, right? How do we count? We go first day, you know, Yom Rishon, Lomer, Yom Sheni Lomer, Yom Shishi Lomer. No, you haven't been counting, right? No, right? Okay. Yom Echad, Shnei Yamim, as if the days are gathering up, adding up. You don't say second day, we say 2 days, 3 days, right? And the Poskei Doctor, it's brought down in the Son of Poskei, you say Yom Shlishi on the third night, you're not Yotze, right? You have to count the sum total. What do you mean, sum total, right? I'm on the third day. Days 1 and 2 are behind me. No, today there are 3 days. There are 4 days. We're counting totals, right? And further, to reinforce that, right, in this week's parasha, right? So it says, count 50 days, it's called 7 weeks. And that's the halacha of mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, mitzvah l'mimnei shvuei. We have to count both the days and weeks. We have to ask, so we're adding up the days together. We also have to say how they add up to weeks. So what's with all that? But there's something interesting that, from this parsha onwards, numbers are going to come back over and over again. So this week we have the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, which is indicative that we're reaching a point in the Omer, Sfirat Hod, where we could actually start feeling what Omer is all about. Right? And then next week's parsha, the following, Parshat Bahar. The mitzvah of counting Shemitah and Yovel. And it's very interesting. It's a very similar pattern. 7 years, every 7 years Shemitah, 7 Shemitot, the 50th year, 50th, is the Yovel. It's interesting, right? Same pattern, right? And then Parshas Bamidbar that we read right before Shavuot, it's counting Bnei Israel. We have numbers. And like Rashi over there brings, and so Rashi in a few places in Chumash, because God loves us, he counts us. Right? So something to do with counting that we have to understand. Something to do with, this particular sequence of, adding up to sevens and adding the sevens up to 50. Right? Hello, Dovru. It's something that we have to think about. Okay, so now we start counting from the day of the Korban Omer. So the Gemara in Megillah says that when Haman was commanded to give Mordechai the ride, pick him up for the ride. What day was that? That was the first day of the day after first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Right? First day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, the anniversary of the day that he brought the Omer. Right? And Mordechai was sitting with his students learning the laws of the Omer. Right, because at least if we can't bring the Korban Omer, at least we'll learn the laws. Right, and then he sees Haman coming, and he tells the Talmidim, "Run!" He's let it just be between me and him. You guys shouldn't get caught in the crossfire. Right? And Haman comes and says, "Okay, what were you guys talking about?" He says, "Well, we're talking about when there was a Beit Hamikdash. We used to bring the Korban Omer." say, this Karbana Omer of yours, it was like gold, it was silver, right? It must have been very valuable. I said, no, no, no. It was just a fistful of barley. Like the Kmitzat Omer is what went on the Mizbeach. That's it, just a fistful of barley. So they said, get up. Your fistful of barley outweighed my aseret alafim kikar kesef, right? Your fistful of barley outweighed all this, you know, money that I paid to buy your extermination. Right? Haman figured out that the Omer, right, the Omer is what overturned the power of what he thought he had sealed the deal with all the money that he has. Right? So the idea is like this, you know, counting. What's counting about? Right? The idea of mispar, the safarta. Right, and it it has a common root, lispor, right? The word lispor cross means lisaper, to tell, or sefer, a book, and the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Sefer Yetzira says bara olamo besefer v'sefer v'sipur. HaKadosh created his world with a book and a story. You know, what's that mean? You know. And it was the common root sefer sipur mispar lispor. It's all connected. There's a very interesting halacha, right? Davar shebeminyan eno batel, right? You know, everyone's heard, you know, the concept of batel barov, you know, a little bit of milk falls into your, you know, chicken soup, you know, if it's less than 1/60th, it's batel, right? It's annulled, it's not important, right? As no chashivut, no importance. And chashivut shares a root with the word cheshbon, math, right? So now, this idea that, you know, yeah, well, 60, there's no time, there's no taste, it's annulled, right? So the halacha is, you know, that's when, you know, that whatever got mixed in doesn't have its own number. Something sold by number, like a dozen eggs, right? Sold by number, it's a darsha bin. I feel be'elef eno batel. Even 1,000, it's not an old. It's got a number. That means, you know, it has a mispar. That means it's part of a cheshbon. It's chashuv. It's important. If it's important, it's not an old. Right? But to count is an act of the mind, to put your mind on it. You give it a number. It means you're thinking about it. You're choshev. And that's why it's chashuv. That's why it's important. It has, you know, it takes up your attention. It has your mind on it. So now jumping ahead to Parshat Bamidbar, what Rashi says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, so he's counting us. That means that his mind, his, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam runs a universe, right? And you know, you guys know from science fiction, you know, there's a multiverse. It's like, yeah, it's not just one universe, like many, 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 right? So, but still, as the Pasuk says, Niflo Secha Umachshevotecha Eleinu, his whole mind is on us. That's all he cares about. So it means he counts Am Yisrael. He's machshavas, he's choshev, since that's what becheshbon. He's counting us. It shows he's focused on Am Yisrael. And that's what makes Am Yisrael the eternal nation, right? Davar chashuv, that's not batel, can never be annulled, right? but you know, so the idea of number, right, is, you know, you put your mind on it, you make it important, right? But there's another function of numbers, right? To add things together. Right now, Amalek, you know, who we beat, you know, his beginning of his downfall started with the Omer, then it finished, you know, 12 months later, right? Ken Yov Do Avech Hashem, we should do it to all the leftists, Bimhera Bi Amenu, right? The
Amen,
right? No, yeah, but it starts with the Omer, right? It starts, you know, because Amalek says nothing's important. No, you know, on earth, everything's mundane, right? And if an event happens, it's mikre, asher korcha, it's just coincidence. What's a coincidence? Yeah, this that led into that, there's no meaning there. There's no meaning, nothing's meaning. There's no meaning on earth. You might as well live life the way you want. You know, you be this gender today, that gender tomorrow, nothing means anything, right? Nothing means, nothing's chashuv, really. It's all mikre. Which means even events, any two things that they just stam, coincided. Coincidence, right? as opposed to the idea of if you live in a world of cheshbon, that you live life thinking about things. You know, what's my purpose? What's the purpose in this? So two things. The thing itself is important, right? There's meaning in every prat, in every detail. That's a sort of mitzvah l'mimne yome, every day. Every day is important. But there's another thing. It's adding up to a big divine plan. There's hashgacha, there's destiny. And that's what Mispar has to do with Sipur and Sefer, right? There's a story. You know, a story means that there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end, there's a plot, there's a purpose. We're going somewhere. That's the Sipur. When the Sipur, you know, has happened, it becomes a Sefer, right? You know, Bara Olamo, B'Sefer, V'Sefer, V'Sipur, what the Sefer Yetzirah is saying, this world is a story. There's a destiny. There's a plan. There's a beginning, there's a middle, there's a plot. We're going somewhere, right? Right, and that's, you know, what, you know, the things are adding up, right? Today is adding up to yesterday, and tomorrow add up today to build something, to build a better world, to build a bright destiny. That destiny is not just after time passes, but all of time is adding up to build that great world of tomorrow. Olam Haba is built out of all the time that ever passed before it. So it's not Olam Haba, it's like the party goes on, and you, wherever you ran out of food, you go to 7-Eleven, bring some crackers and keep it going. You know? No. Olam Haba is not just, you know, sign up. Olam Haba is all time at once. All time adds up. Like Ramchal writes that in his book, Adir Bamorim. Netzach is when all Zman shines at once. Whereas, you know, before we reach Nitzchus, before we reach eternity, you know, time shines one day at a time, but they're really adding up. Really adding up and building up the world of tomorrow. So it comes out, you know, the idea of seven, right, is that, you know, we want 7 days to become weeks, and then 7 weeks to become ultimately 50. But the 50th we don't count, because the 50th is not just one more. The 50th is the klal, is when all the seven shine together. And so it's not one more. It's not one more, right? It's all together. And that's the secret. What happens on Yovel? We free the slaves, right? It's a new world. It's a new world. And that world, it's called in Parshas Shem, V'avado l'olam. It's forever land. It's a different world. It's l'olam. It's forever. So that's why we can't count the 50th, because not 49 plus 1. And 50 is when all the days shine together. It's not one day, one particular day you could give a number to. It's all the days together. And that's what happens also in this sequence of events, right, that of Shemitah and Yovel. And that's also in the big picture. Shita alfei shnin have alma. This world's going to last 6,000 years, right? We're a little bit behind schedule, so go out and put some emissions in the airs and, you know, melt those polar caps, right? Because it's supposed to be, Gemara says, it's supposed to be water everywhere by the year 6,000. So get going. On the day that you don't have patience to learn, right, and you don't feel like davening, don't say mi ani machai. You have a driver's license, go out there, put some emissions in the world, and push destiny forward. Right, Shitaf in Shavei Alma, V'chad Choruv, 7th millennium, right? It's desolate, V'akosh V'chsel, Tzeg V'chayim, V'shalbem, and, you know, there'll be water everywhere. We're going to melt those polar caps, right? Bring on the climate change, right? We're going to melt those polar caps, right? And the Tzadikim are going to hover over the water. So don't worry, you know, the guys on the right, they're not drowning. Right, so, right, V'akosh V'chsel, K'nafayim, V'shalbem, Ulesof Elef Shonen, the 8th millennium, is a new world, right? The 8th millennium, right? It's like the 8th week, right? That we hit after. It's connected to 50. So now I'll just say this real quick. You know, there's a machloket amongst the mekubalim, whether this cycle itself of 7 and then a new world in the 8th itself repeats itself 7 times. The Ramban believed that. Ramban in Parsha, actually next is Parsha Bahar. All the Rishonim believe in the Shmitot, that the real Olam Haba is in the 50th millennium, right? So you got time, but you're not, right? You're not rushing anywhere, right? We'll see what happens, you know, when it happens. But here's the pattern. Here's the pattern, right? That, you know, in preparation for Matan Torah, the days of the Omer is like a mini destiny, right? And we have to get used to thinking everything's important. If God's going to bring Torah to earth, And Torah is going to be integrated with life and earth. You have to have a perspective that if so, everything on earth is chashuv. It serves a purpose. Kol mashbra, Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo bra el chvodo. Anything that Kodesh Baruch Hu created, he created for his glory. Everything has a certain gilui kvod shamayim, a revelation of the glory of heaven. And that's why the world is ra'ui for Torah. Why should Torah be here if this world is meaningless? This world is full of meaning. And we have to, but not only that, not just every detail is full of meaning, but it all adds up. It's mitzarif. It adds up, right, to become even more meaningful. And that's the secret of Olam HaTikun, says the Ramchal. How do you get tikun? How do you fix something that's broken? How do you fix yourself, right? If you're lacking, you're lacking. If it's something you don't have, you don't have, says the Ramchal. Because, you know, when the Bria, when the creation adds itself up to each other, this could supplement what I don't have, I could supplement what it doesn't have, and that's how the world moves from tohu to tikun, says the Ramchal. Tohu is when everyone is alone, everyone just me, looking out for number one. So you're gonna be stuck with how you are. But if things start combining in a destiny that it's all one big story, that everything, every year and every day adds on and is mosif, adds something to what was before, that's how you're making tikkun, by the integration of pulling the pieces together so all the components could supplement for each other and the world moves to tikkun. So the days of the Omer is that if we want Torah, and that's the message against Amok. Amok says life in this world is meaningless and everything is just a coincidence. And the message of Usfartem Lachem is that everything is chashuv, right? And now that there's destiny, everything is not mikre, it's not coincidence, things are adding on. Everything is like one thing leads to another, leads to another. There's a buildup, there's a story that's ultimately going to become the other sefer of Bara Olamo, Besefer, Sefer V'Sipur. If we come to this understanding that life is, everything about life in this world is important, and in addition to that, everything in life is part of a destiny of adding up, if you live life that way, which is the opposite of Amalek's view of life, then this world becomes worthy to receive the Torah on the 50th day. Ken Yiratzon, thank you very much.